Mishnah says Liyeshev Vitzel Ashera, and Rashi explains Loi Koyal Hanoif Shem Yoshav Tachas Hanoif Nitma Elakashachama B'Mizrach B'Mariv. There's a tzeil and you can't sit under the tzeil. And the Gemara is going to be mazban this Mishnah that the Chiddush is tzeil tzeil. Avadi can't sit under the tzeil of the Asherah because you're being nene from it. Osalohonis me avodah zara. So the whole sugya, mem chesem et aleph, mem chesem et beis, mem zayin et beis, is discussing the issur of having any ano from avodah zara. And what exactly is Avodah Zorah? It's an interesting shaila that the Goyen HaBezdin of Yerushalayim, the Minchas Yitzchok, was asked concerning, in his instance, it was a clock that was in the wall of an Avodah Zorah. But Lama Zogin, a clock tower, where you have a church that has a clock that's on the church, and Mimela Shaila is, can you be nene from that clock? So we're going to talk about Noi, we're going to talk about the Ganzach Moshe Haltzachan at that Tzvedrein Minut, Nochna Mehalan Gval Gazachan. So he brings the Mincha Saluza, Shalas Vetshuvas Chelik Bey, Simenayin Gimel, that Alpil Halacha, it should be mutter to be mistakel in that kind of clock, because exactly as Moshe said, Shaloi Nikfa Shom L'Shem Noi, Shalavai Dezora, Elokavu Shom Kevin Shazem Mokim Gavaya. So it's not the idea that the tower and the clock, Lamazogin, is there to beautify the Avodah Zorah. It's only there for a practical purpose because it's in a high place and people can see it easily. It's a Mokim Gavaya. So from any vantage point, you're able to see it. This reminds me, Agav Urcha, of a letter that Rav Hutner Zatzal's Yortzeit is now wrote to a community that had a new Rav. I'm sure Rabbi Yosef knows this letter. It's the Chaim Berlin. He's been a gabbai in the Chaim Berlin. Upon him, so in the letter he writes that in Europe, the minhag was to have a clock tower. And the question is, why is the clock so high up? Well, the pashtus, you would think, like in our scenario, that you can see it from any vantage point. So that's not the reason. The reason is because if it was low down, then a person would walk by the clock and look at his watch and calibrate the clock based on his watch. So everybody would constantly be changing the clock because of the fact that it's not like his time. The reason why they put it up so high is that nobody can get to it. So you end up calibrating your watch to that set time. So he said, those kehilas that are constantly calibrating their Rav, we got a huge problem. The Rav is supposed to be like on a clock tower where you set your time to his time, just as you do with Rav Reisman. That's the aside of why it's on high. Not because of the fact that you want to make sure that you can see it from any vantage point, but that you can't get to the clock to change the time. So I'll go upon him. The Minchas Yitzchok brings to the Minchas Elazar that Hayais, it's not placed, even though his Shiloh was benegia, a wall clock, but L'chair it morphs into a clock tower. It's not being placed there, Lenoi. That's his original position, to be Mater. It's placed there for a vantage point. You want to be able to see it at a higher place. But then, there are other reasons to be Mater as well. The worst case scenario, the clock tower watch and the belfry of the church, worst case scenario is Lenoi, like a Big Ben kind of matzav in the church. So, Lamaisa, they are not worshipping the building. So, worst case scenario, the building of the church is a tashmish for Avodah Zorah. And you see in the sugya that if there's a bias that they don't worship, it's only asa because of tashmishim. Memelo, the noy that they'd make by putting a clock on the tower of the church is not more chomer than a tashmish of Avodah Zorah. It's not asa. So, bechlau, the hano of Ria is an issa ba'alma, even b'nai shel Avodah Zorah atzma. But here, worst case scenario, if you consider the clock tower watch to be noy, it's a tashmish l'tashmish, because you're not worshipping the building as a building of Avodah Zorah, so to speak. So the building itself becomes a tashmish, let's just say, to the figurines that are inside, the Kleini Yoizloch, and this will be a tashmish l'tashmish. Additionally, there's another reason I think that you could be mekel, and be mitzarv to be mekel. Marach or Zerua, in Charles V'Chuvish Simon Ein Ches, and not everybody agrees with him, but to be mekel, you probably could apply this, that Bizman Azeh, he says, Yesh Lohokel B'Shas HaTchach B'Tashmish Avodah Zorah, Kevon She'enam Asurim Ad She'Avdu. And he says, the Goyim Bizman Azeh, Ma'asa V'Yisayim B'Yadayim, they're not really worshipping anything. They're just going through the motions and doing what their ancestors did. So when you're dealing with Tashmish Avodah Zorah, when the people really aren't worshipping anything, that would be a reason to be mekel, even though the Minchas Pitim writes it's a big chiddush, and the mashmoyis of most paiskim is not that way, but you could be mitzaref it to be mekel. So we're saying now, number one, it probably isn't lenoi, it's only for a vantage point, that it's high up so that you can see that time. Number two, even if it is noi, then it's a tashmish of a tashmish, because you're not worshipping the building, you're worshipping the Yoizlach that are inside the building, and Mamel is the Tashmish to a Tashmish, a Noi to the building that houses the Avodah Zorah. And one could also extend the Kula to the fact that Zman Hazeh, these people really aren't worshipping, it's Ma'isav Hussein B'Yadayim, he's going through the motions. But I saw that Rav Moshe Sternbach, Zolzayn Gesund, in Chuvis Van Hoges, Shalos V'Chuvis Simon Membeis, he says, what about the inyan of Reitze B'Kiyumai? Because he really wants this edifice and Avodah Zorah L'Chaira to remain, because this way he's going to be able to know what time it is. Now by Avodah Zorah V'Nachri, even though there's no mitzvah to be mevarad Avodah Zorah, there's an issur of Reitze B'Kiyumai. So if you live adjacent to the belfry that houses the bells and also the clock tower, you want the edifice to remain because of the fact that you want to be able to see the time. And by Avodah Zorah of Nochri is an issur of Reitze B'Kiyumai. But maybe it's not really the same, because now the clock is not kosher to the Avodah Zorah, only to the binyan that houses the Avodah Zorah. So, even if they go ahead and they destroy the Getchkis Lomazog and the Tzlomim, the binyan stays, and the clock is going to remain in its place. So even though it's also to be right to be kiyumai of the figurines, but Lamaisa, there's no problem with them destroying those figures and leaving the building. That's all you're interested in, not a Reitze B'Kiyumai on B'Kiyuma, on the Avodah Zorah, Lama Zogin itself, but only on the building, and that's no problem. So Mamela, when it comes to Tashmish Avodah Zorah, maybe there's no Issur of Reitze B'Kiyumai. Lamaisa, here Rav Sternbach writes, Yesh lehisrachek v'lo lehistakel b'sha'oin, and if you saw it b'lo kavona and you know now the time, you should say the pasuk of Shakis, Shachsen of Asav, Zavenek Yichayram Hi. What a chatu, what not a chatu, it depends on what your minig is. But So we're going to talk right about in a moment about hearing the ring. So he's saying that whether it is seeing the time or probably hearing the ring, if you know it's 7 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock at night, like when I walk to Shul, Tia Guda, and only about 8:30 and they start chiming the bells at the church on the corner of Avenue M and East 29th Street. So according to Reb Sternbach, L'chaira, I should say right away, Shakis to Shaksen of Asav to Savinik Echirim Hu, and if no one's looking, give a chatu. That's L'chaira, what I should be doing. I shouldn't be nene from it. So, Hayaitzim Edvareinu, and now, you should know that there's a machloikis concerning Ma'aras HaMachpelah between the Kloisenberger, Shlomo Zalman, and others, as to whether or not we hold b'chlal that a church is considered a mokim avodah zarah. An interesting shaila this week, but somebody's in the jewelry business, and he wanted to know, they gave him a piece to fill with diamonds. It wasn't a figurine, it was a cross. And Lamai said, the chavis yor is materit. It's an ashena zach to do, but especially if they didn't start using it yet. So an interesting shaila. Bekitzer, the Kloisenberger never went inside, but someone had tied to that a goy can be mevatel in avodah zarah of another goy. So hayos, even if you hold the church is an avodah zarah, which not everybody holds of, but even if you hold it is an avodah zarah, then the Muslims turn the church into a mosque. A mosque holiday is an avodah zarah. So memele don't mevatel it. So there's no reason not to go in. I'll go put him, so go to the seventh step, whatever the minute is. So I tell you, Meridik am I to have on Rabban. It's Mamish Meridik. The Maisa was like this. Rab Aaron Kotler, Marina Rab Aaron Kotler Zatzal, had a Talmud in Lakewood in the 50s who was an Eloi. I really should read the Maisa in its entirety, but I'm not going to. But the Maisa is Niflin Nevelt. This fellow started getting philosophical about other religions. R.E.A. And what happens is, before you know it, the fellow decides he wants to leave Yiddishkeit and become a galach. Could you imagine that? He wants to become a priest. It's so nice to see so many friendly faces that I know there. I'm not going to stop mentioning names, I have to mention every name. I go upon him. So Mamash Reb Aaron was oismensh. The nusach of the story was Upal Rosh Yeshiva b'chol derech evsharis amanas la'anias abocha ulmadvorim naflu al uznayim areilois v'oysa ilui hayenochush b'dayti loleches l'kneisiyah ulhomer ezdosai. Mamish was going to convert to Catholicism and become a galach. So who did he go to, Sandy? Who did he go to? Now he's schmoozing over there. Who did he go to? Who? Who? He's correct. He went to the Kapishin Tzareba. And he told the Kapishin Tzareba the story. And the Kapishin says, find out how he calibrates his watch. So he calls the Bacha in, and he says to him, do you have a watch? He says, of course. How do you calibrate the time? A perfect way. Every day at 7 o'clock in the morning, the church bells start to chime. And that is how I calibrate my watch. So the Baron said, I'm going to buy you a brand new watch. They just came out with a watch that you don't have to calibrate to the time. It's an automatic watch. And if it does run down, I want you to tell me that you're only going to calibrate it to the clock in the yeshiva. Now listen to this nusach. Rochash Rosh Yeshiva Avur Talmidai B'matonas She'oin Yokor Misuk Chodosh Shloya Yitzorech L'chavnoi V'dog Af Lihisnei Simoish Ma'yoyim B'holo Im Yirtza L'chavnoi Yasekein Al Yidei She'on HaYeshiva K'chlois HaKol Hesyashev B'daitai Oysei Bochor V'nishar Lilmoid B'yeshiva Ad Shel Yomim Hofach L'echod Migdoyle Yisrael. He became from the Gedolei Yisrael. I don't know which member of the Mayetzes he was, but he came from the Gedolei Yisrael. Now, Rabbi say, on one hand, the unbelievable Ruach HaKodesh of the Kapishnitsa. But you know what I walk away from this? Every Yiddish neshama is sensitive. You could be an Eloi, but your neshama is so sensitive that he was calibrating his watch to the peals of the church, and that turned him into a fellow who was willing to give up Yiddishkeit and go and become a galach in the seminary. And when he stopped doing that, Hadra Torah L'Yoshna. So do I need to talk about anything? You're going to talk to me about the internet or unfiltered internet, like what Verizon said by Arsifa Diaguda. He knows somebody who told him his computer is so schmutzig he has to change the filter every month. But the bottom line is, look how soul sensitive we are. We have to be. That's the assertive Yiddishkeit. So what's the takeaway from Masechet Avodah Zarah? That we have to distance ourselves from things that can affect us. We have to be careful to be sensitive what we see. A good friend of Ram Shaw once told me that he once spoke to an eye specialist who told him that whatever the eye sees, it retains forever. There's a memory of some sort that you can... I know this is true about the brain, because it was a mice in Minnesota with a lady who had neurosurgery. A neurosurgeon told me, and she started singing an Italian opera. And they thought for sure that the lady was like Italian. And when she recovered, thank God, she was not an Italian. But in public school as a kid, he took her to a concert where they sang an Italian opera. So it was in recess of her brain, one of the memory banks that they touched. It hit something that triggered that. So it's what Bashur is talking about. The eye sees things. We have to be careful what we see. You know, there's a special tefillah that Goyen authored. It came across my desk. I try to say it every day except for Shabbos. I don't have a nusach. It's such an unbelievable nusach. The Goyen said a tefillah when he left his house every day. I'm going the gates al mavis, and he says, please help me that I shouldn't be affected by the erva that I see. Was is showing given in Vilna 300 years ago to Vilna Goyen? Well, they had like billboards like on the west side. In your face. What was Vilna 300 years? What's Vilna today? What's Vilna today? This is the Goyen. And the Goyen had a daven every single day not to be affected by the gates on Mavis and the Arayas that are staring him in the face. So what are we going to say? Got to say that tefillah. Let's be a little more careful. And I'm sure we'll be zeicher to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly to Kedusha V'Tahara and Darshim V'Rachim.